title of my message is Open My Eyes. Hallelujah. Look over at somebody and say that to them. Open my eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that is what I'm going to be preaching about here tonight. In the 21st chapter of the book of Genesis. And you may stand, and I'm going to start on down about verse 12. And it talks about Hagar and Ishmael cast out. Talks about Abraham, who was the father. And amen, just some things it has to say. And finally, there was a time that things had to be divided. There's times that in your life there is changes that is made at different times in your life. And we just are going to start with verse 12 and read that verse. And God said to Abraham, "Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called." This is kind of laying out what comes after that. "And also the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed." We're going to pray. We thank you, Lord, for our stepping stone here in the Word of God tonight. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, we'll walk, God, in your spirit and in your direction. And God, stand behind the cross, that, Lord, you'll be glorified tonight. Hallelujah. And you're going to speak to our hearts tonight, hallelujah, by your word, and we'll thank you for it. Amen. And you may be seated. Hallelujah. So we find this, that Abraham was in this situation, and he had a child to this bondwoman, and a child also to his wife Sarah. And so there was trouble, and there was something that he had to do. He had to make some kind of a move. You know, a lot of times in life we have to make moves, but God gives us direction. He don't just move everything for us. There's times that we have to stand up and be counted for, and times that we have to make a decision, whatever it might be. And so this has happened at this time. And so he started in verse 14, where we want to really be going. Abraham, he rose up early in the morning. Hallelujah. Get up early in the morning and spend some time with the Lord. Hallelujah. And talk to him. And he rose up early in the morning, and he took bread and a bottle of water. Don't you forget that. He took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, and putting it on her shoulder, hallelujah, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. We want to just stop and preach a little wee bit right there, that she had her need met. She was giving some bread, loaf of bread probably or whatever, and a bottle of water. And she was given that bottle of water to go out into the wilderness. Hallelujah. And we are just going to look kind of in this direction. The Lord, amen, our water comes from Him. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God, amen, that flows in our life. And she had a certain part. She had a real touch. She had enough to keep her going for a while. And so she began to launch out. And it says, she went out into the wilderness of Beersheba. And then the water was spent in the bottle. Hallelujah. The water was spent in the bottle. Now we're getting this into a spiritual kind of a thing tonight. You know, and when we talk about the Spirit of the Lord, presence of God, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, she was filled up. She was filled up to just get going. You have a car and you head out if you came a long way to camp meeting, or maybe before you get home and you can just drive along, but there comes time you got to stop. You're empty and you got to get it filled up. Hallelujah. And so she had enough, you know, for right now, for a few days or however long it was, enough to go on. We as the children of God many times go to church on Sunday morning, and when we come out from Sunday morning, we have our cup full. We have our spirit filled up. Hallelujah. And we go right out there. But know this, amen, it just takes energy, it takes the Spirit, it takes the power of God, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost to keep us going, hallelujah, along the way. We need to stay filled up. We know, amen, the disciples would gather and later called apostles, and they would gather every day in the upper room, gathered together in the house of God, in the temple, or wherever they were. Hallelujah. And they would take time to call upon the Lord and to follow the Lord and to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And give Him all. And what they were doing was keeping themselves filled. They had, amen, something that it kind of illustrates there. They had their bottle filled up, amen, on the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room, hallelujah, and there were the cloven tongues of fire come down, hallelujah, and they were all filled, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost, and amen, when they went out of there, I'll tell you, nothing bothered them, nothing could stop them, they were just so filled up. It said, went out there, and they said, these men are drunk, you know, they're just coming out of there shouting and speaking in some kind of a language, and there was a lot of people there, but somebody was speaking in their language, different languages they didn't know, and they were just filled up with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And they said, Peter rose up and said, these are not drunk as ye suppose, just being the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken, amen, by the prophet, hallelujah, that you would be filled, and they were filled up, hallelujah, and their bottle was filled up, their life was filled up, their soul, their spirit was full, and they went right out and did great things up through the book of Acts. Every so often you ought to get into the book of Acts and read it and what they did, but they would all gather together, hallelujah. Sometimes they would gather together in the third hour, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, gather together maybe 9 in the morning or at noon. They would gather together wherever they were and what they were doing, and they would get in there, hallelujah, to keep their cup full, to keep, amen, their bottle filled up, to keep their, and we're talking about it spiritually, to keep the inner man filled up, to keep the inner man strong. No matter what, hallelujah, when you was in camp meeting a year ago, I'm sure all of you have ate more than one meal since last camp meeting, hallelujah, or you have drank more than one bottle of water, or one cup of water, I'm sure, hallelujah, of that. In order for you to keep going, you've got to keep eating, and you've got to keep drinking, amen, you can eat, you know, but you got to drink. They say that our body is made up mostly of water, and amen, we need a lot of water, hallelujah, and you can get it sometimes in different things that you drink, but amen, there's the pure water, hallelujah, amen, we can get the pure water, and we can be filled up, hallelujah, in our soul and in our spirit, hallelujah, and then it says, and the water was spent. So whenever we get out and we go, hallelujah, it takes spiritual energy, not just physically alone, but spiritual energy. Hallelujah. Some people are weak physically, but they're strong spiritually. Hallelujah. They can just, I mean, when they was stoning Stephen to death, I'll tell you, he was weak physically, but he was strong spiritually. Hallelujah. He said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And waiting out, hands stretched out to me. My, oh my. And I mean, they just couldn't stand it. And they just throwed the stones for all they was worth. Hallelujah. Because he was strong in that inner man. You all look like pretty good, healthy people out there today. But yet, amen, you may be weak spiritually, or you can be strong spiritually. Even if you had a hard time to walk in here, you can be strong spiritually in that inner man. Hallelujah, where Satan has got to flee. Hallelujah, and amen, that water, it can be spent. It's what it says here as we're putting this into place here tonight. And he says, and the water was spent in the bottle. In other words, it was just drained out and dry. You can just get filled with the Spirit and maybe just laugh and glorify God and go from this place just rejoicing and all different kinds of the presence of times. The presence of God is there upon you, and this can happen and take place. Hallelujah. But amen, when the water is spent. In other words, when you receive the Word of God will still hold you. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll say like the bottle could be like the Word. The Word will hold you. Hallelujah. But when the Word holds you, You still need to be filled up with the Spirit of God, with the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And stay filled up. Hallelujah. When I talk about this, I do once in a while back home. There's sometimes I've had people that attend in gas stations and work there. And amen. They say that there's some people that come in every morning and they get their tank filled up. And they said if it's raining or it's down below zero, they said, one was telling me one time, there's this man, there's two or three of them, but he comes in every single morning. And sometimes, amen, it takes $10 and sometimes $40 nowadays, amen, to fill the tank up. And there's a lot of mornings when he comes in, hallelujah, it's filled up with a dollar and a half. And we have to come out in the rain or we have to come out in zero weather and fill the tank up. But he wants it filled up no matter what every morning. I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but amen, we ought to be like that. Hallelujah. Don't just come, wait to come to the Lord when you got troubles that you can't handle and you don't know what to do. Like somebody I hadn't seen in church for a long time and all of a sudden they came one day pounding on my door and come on, I want to get into the church and I want to pray and seek the Lord and call on God. And I went, Pastor, I want you to pray. I just found out that my son has got some kind of an incurable disease and they don't think he's going to live very long. Come on, we've got to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't even a called hour to come to the house of the Lord to pray, but they wanted to pray. I'm glad we can call upon the Lord when we are in the center of trouble and things that are going on. Hallelujah. And that's good that he came to the house of God. Amen. To call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. But friend, we don't, amen, want, hallelujah, our bottle to go empty. We don't want to go empty inside. Hallelujah. We need to be like the man that just came to the gas pump every day. Sometimes his tank was empty, but sometimes it still was rocking on full. But he wanted to be sure it would be full. And this was back some years ago. Now you can most go anywhere and there's a gas station open all night long. Years back, they weren't open all night long. As a pastor, I had to keep some pretty good gas in my car and try to keep it pretty filled up because I might get a call to have to go to Erie, Pennsylvania or something on an emergency and there wouldn't be any gas station from where I live till I get into Erie to be open. Hallelujah. And I needed to get there. I had to get there. Hallelujah. If something would happen in your home, somebody would have a heart attack and you'd have to rush them off to the hospital. Amen. Way back there, you better have enough gas in your car, hallelujah, to get out there and get down the road to your destination. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, yes, today in the day we live, we can get all kinds of things in so many different places and we can grow lax in the Lord. Hallelujah. But we need to keep our cup filled up. Hallelujah. We need to get in there. Hallelujah. Whoever just is most spiritual and closest to the Lord here, amen, still needs to pray tonight and tomorrow morning and call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. They didn't just go to the temple maybe one time once a week, but they went, amen, as often as the temple was open. They would be found when they broke bread from house to house. I'll tell you, I believe there was times of prayer and calling upon the Lord, amen, wherever they would go and gather together. When you gather together with somebody, do you just tear up somebody else and just talk all kinds of things you shouldn't? Hallelujah. But amen, you should get it together that you pray together and you call upon the Lord. Amen. And you look to the Lord where God can work and move. Here now, everything was going fine. If she didn't think everything was going to go fine, she probably wouldn't have went. But she had some bread and she had something to drink. And so with that, she was content and she went out into a place, into Beersheba, into the wilderness, went out. Hallelujah, where it wasn't any place that she could get anything at that time. And here's what happened as we look at the Word of God. And it says, the water was spent in the bottle, so she cast the child under one of the shrubs. She took her child and put him out there under a shrub, probably to keep the sun off of him and keep him sheltered. And it was a good way off from where she was at. Hallelujah. She did that. What was she going to do? You know, a lot of times we don't get an answer or something and we'll just shove something away and something off. Something we maybe need to take care of. We'll just push it aside. And she did this and put him aside. Because why? Her water was spent. Her bottle was dry. Hallelujah. It was empty. And so she cast him under one of the shrubs. And in the 16th verse it said, and she went and sat down over against him a good way off. Hallelujah. She just left him right there, and she went a good way off. You have to just picture that in your mind tonight. A good way off. Hallelujah. And she sat down. And I'm going to look at that verse again here, and we'll read it one more time. Hallelujah. She went and she sat down over against him a good way off. Over against him. Does that mean possibly with her back just turned against him? But over against him, and she sat there, and it was a good way off. Hallelujah. Why? Because she didn't have any strength in her to keep going. She didn't have anything that she could give to her son. And I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, you all need to have something that you can give to your children, that you can give to your brother and sister. Amen. You need to have something you need. He said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Amen. We need that living water flowing out of us where we can give. Amen. That people what they need. Hallelujah. Amen. Is a touch of the Master's hand upon them in the situations that they are in. Hallelujah. God can work in their life. Hallelujah. We need that living water in us. Hallelujah. We need to be alive. And it's in there. Hers run out. Hers run out. And a lot of times people get great victory. Hallelujah. Maybe on Sunday night. And by Wednesday night, they just lost it all. It's all drained out. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, we need to keep our cup all filled up. We need to get the cracks out of our life where it drains out. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, we need, amen, to keep it covered with the presence and the power of God. Hallelujah. That out of us can flow rivers of living water. Amen. Flowing out. Hallelujah. Into the desert. Flowing out. Amen. To the hurting heart. Flowing out to the one that don't know what to do with their life. Flowing out to the one, amen, that says, I'm going to commit suicide. Flowing out to the one that's drawn their last breath. We need to have those rivers of living water flowing out. I remember back several years ago, I went to pay a visit. Somebody in a hospital left, and amen, they were very, 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 very sick. Amen, it was a lady, probably she was in her 30s or 40s, however old she was. But she had children that was still small and growing up, and there she was. And I went in there to encourage her and to talk to her about the things of God. Amen, when I got into the room, amen, she said, I'll tell you, Pastor, this is the day that the Lord has made. The sun shining in the window. God's a good God. Amen. God's on the throne. He, amen, doesn't fail. He's a mighty God. And I'm telling you, I went in to lift her up. Amen. And she lifted me up. Hallelujah. I mean, she just was praising God. Amen. Before the sun went down that night, she went into eternity. Had to leave her children behind, her husband behind. She went on to be with the Lord. But I'll tell you, amen, she was filled up with the presence and the power of God. She was filled up with, we're calling it heavenly water tonight, if we can just do that. Hallelujah. Her cup was full. She was rejoicing in God. She said, God is good all the time. Amen. God is precious. God is powerful. Hallelujah. God is truth. Hallelujah. And she was rejoicing. Hallelujah. Amen. And the power of Almighty God. Amen. And of the Spirit of the Lord was in that room. Hallelujah. Before the sun went down, she was, amen, hand in hand with the Lord on the other side. I mean, we can have, hallelujah, that cup full. Hallelujah. We can keep our, amen, a tank filled up with the Lord. And it was, let's read 16 again. Hallelujah. She went and set her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she set over against him. Hallelujah. And she lifted up her voice and she wept. I understand that. We're not condemning her. Hallelujah. Her son, amen, is about to die. Hasn't had anything to eat. No way to get any kind of food. Nowhere we could get any water. What are we going to do? We just give up. I'm going to tell you, never give up. Amen. Never give up. Hold right on to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If the Lord just takes you home, glory to God. Hallelujah. But if He doesn't, He's going to be a supplier. He'll supply. Hallelujah. He can supply. Hallelujah. And He can meet our need. And the Bible says, and she lifted up her voice and she wept. Hallelujah. And God heard the voice of the lad. Doesn't say He heard the voice of the mother. He heard the voice of the lad. He heard the lad's voice. In other words, that little lad was either crying or calling. Maybe he was around Abraham. He had some training. Maybe he was calling on God. Hallelujah. Oh God of heaven, God that created this earth, I'm calling upon you. I'm reaching out to you. It's pretty interesting to think what she was saying. Amen, or what he was saying. But God heard the voice of the lad. God can hear the faintest cry. God hears the first prayer of a child. Amen, when they pray. God knows all kinds of things. God knows when a tear comes out of your eye. God knows, amen, if you're empty and dry. God knows, hallelujah, all these different kind of things. Hallelujah. And we're reading it here. He said, and it said, and the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord stepped in. Glory to God. She come to the dead end, the dead wall. There was no help in the natural. Nothing that she could do. She didn't know where to go to get water. She was just had enough. She was tired, wore out, weak. Amen. The child probably was crying because he was hungry and thirsty and tired and no place to go and to lay. And so she put him under the shrub. And there, amen, hallelujah. But God knows everything. The angel came and spoke to her. Glory to God. We need to stay in tune with the Lord no matter what happens in life. Hallelujah. Because you never know when the angel of the Lord can come by or God can speak to us. Sometimes He speaks to us through a child. I'm telling you, God's moving through a child here today in the Scripture that we're in tonight. Hallelujah. He is a provider. He is a way maker. Now, as we go down here, He said, and she heard the voice, and the angel called to her and said unto her, "What aileth thee, Hagar?" In other words, you know, we sit down and, God knows my need. God just knows my need. If He wants to meet me, I'm here. We just sit down and wait on the Lord. Go to the house of God. He didn't meet me tonight. No, you probably didn't even get up. I mean, if you have bad legs and couldn't stand up, I'm not condemning you. But yet, you know, we're just sitting here. God knows what's going on, and we just sit here. But we need to call upon the Lord. He said, "What aileth thee?" Now, the angel knew what ailed her. The angel knew that. Amen. The Lord knows what ails us. Amen. The Lord knows what's going wrong. Hallelujah. But He's waiting for us to move. Amen. He's waiting for us to move by faith. Amen. To believe the Word of God. To stand on the Word of God. He is waiting for us to make some kind of a move to Him. God can meet us, but we have to move towards Him. We have to move towards Him. And God seen her cry and her tears that she was shedding at this time. And He heard the voice of the lad. Hallelujah. And He said, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not. Fear not." Fear's a bad thing. We need to fear God. But amen, not fear the storms that come. Amen, the earthquakes in life that come against us. Amen, not fearing all the things that we're thinking about. When you get a pain, it's probably my heart, I'll be dead by morning. You know, you get an ache in your foot and your leg. Say, I probably won't be working, walking before winter gets here. Hallelujah. Get rid of that kind of a fear. I might have this and I might have that. I've met a few people, thank God only a few in my life, that every time there was some kind of a new disease come out, they had it. You know, say, now there's something coming out, cough all over the land. Well, I see them, and they said, I got that cough. Said, everybody's, amen, got, amen, pneumonia or something. They said, I believe I've got this pneumonia. Anything that went around, they had everything that went around. I'll tell you what, amen, we're not going to get everything that goes around. Hallelujah, but we just put it under feet. Hallelujah. By our God, we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Now, hallelujah, here we go. And it says, fear not, hallelujah, for God hath heard the voice of the lad. God heard the voice of the lad. She was so spent, you know, it doesn't even say that God heard her voice. He heard the voice of the lad. Amen. The lad wasn't complaining. He was crying out, hallelujah, crying out and praying, whatever his age was, and crying out to God. And hallelujah, he said, And fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Hallelujah. The Lord can see you. I mean, He just can look. He can look. He looked down into the bottom of the ship and He knew Jonah was down there. Hallelujah. He looked into the prison and He seen Paul and Silas in there. He seen Peter in the prison. He seen him when they was out in the ship and the storm was raging. He seen him when they were up in a mountain. Hallelujah. And the Lord can see us, but He's waiting for us to cry out. You said, well, she was crying out, but apparently she wasn't really crying out to God. Hallelujah. But this boy maybe had more in him than she had in her. Hallelujah. More of God in him. Amen. And he was crying out that the angels paid attention and they came and spoke to him the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? Fear not. Hallelujah. For I have heard God, for God heard the voice of the lad where he is. Hallelujah. And he said, arise. Arise. Wherever you're at and however low you go or how much is upon you, the key word is arise. Arise. You have to arise. Now, he's not talking to this child. Amen. He could have picked the child up and taken him way off in a good place and let him be there. Hallelujah. But he's talking to the mother because there's channels that God wants to work through. Amen. He wants to work through you as a family. He wants to work through your life. Hallelujah. Even though you say, I don't know what to do and I don't know where to turn and I've come to the end of the line. Hallelujah. We still need to arise and look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We need to arise, hallelujah, and glorify the Lord and praise the Lord. When you're in the middle of something, you ought to be in the church house of God praising God more than anybody else in there. Hallelujah. You ought to get yourself right up in the front row somewhere. Hallelujah. And glorify the Lord and honor the Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to get in and read your Bible. Somebody said, well, I haven't prayed for days and days. No wonder you're in the trouble that you're in. We've got to rise up every morning and talk to the Lord. We've got to rise up in every situation and call upon God. Hallelujah. Most of us, when we get into trouble, we may call upon God. Hallelujah. But where are we when everything is going good? The one, amen, that God's moving the most for in this camp meeting tonight, hallelujah, and been moving for you in your life, you still need to rise up, hallelujah, in the Lord. You don't want to get in and shut the door somewhere. Amen. We see, amen, the prophet, when he went into a cave, and he said, and after he had made the great fire, and all the prophets, amen, of the devil, and all the soothsayers, and they couldn't call any fire out of heaven, amen, but Elijah called that fire out of heaven, hallelujah, and then, amen, there was somebody after him, Jezebel, sending the armies of the country after him to kill him, and he went and he ran. And he got into a cave. And he just got into that cave. And when he was in that cave, hallelujah, I'll tell you, God is God. Amen. I heard about a lady. Amen. Somebody was telling me that off in India. And she just loves to work for God. Hallelujah. Where there's a lot of Muslims and all there. And she really works for God. And she, I don't know if it was a storm or what happened. She was out someplace and she had to go into a cave. She went into a cave and I guess it was storming out, and she got into that cave as she was traveling about. Hallelujah. And that wasn't a long time ago. That was just a little while ago, I guess that happened. And she got into that cave, and don't you know, all of a sudden, amen, she could see out, you know, and the light out, but she was back in the cave. And she looked, and there come a huge lion, amen, right in that cave. And there was no way out. There was no way. And that lion was just coming right on in. You know what she did? Hallelujah. She just started hollering and bellowing out the sound of a lion. And she growled like a lion. Hallelujah. And when she growled like a lion, they said, amen, that all of a sudden that lion, amen, come to a screeching halt. And he turned around and he run out of the cave and he took off over the mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. The lion, hallelujah, the tribe, amen, of Judah, God's people, hallelujah. Amen. We, hallelujah, can have power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't try that. Amen. Don't get in the cave and see if a lion will come in. But I'll tell you what, she arose. Hallelujah. She arose. I don't think she shrunk behind some big rock and began to howl like a lion or roar like a lion, but she probably rose right up. And if she didn't, her voice rose up. Hallelujah. And she began talking the lion's language. Hallelujah. This is to be a true story. Amen. And that lion just took right off. Here we're finding here. He says, here what I want you to do. And he said, arise and lift up the lad. Hallelujah. And hold him in your hand. Amen. Arise and lift up that lad. Hallelujah. And the lad is really suffering and can't do anything for himself really. And she is hurting too. But says, lift him up. And I'm here to tell you, I've heard people say this, if you've got a problem, you pray for other people that's got the same kind of problem, and a lot of times your answer will come. Hallelujah. If you're having a hard financial situation or somebody else is, you pick up and help them. And when you help them, God will help you. Hallelujah. You get in there and call on the Lord. Amen. When something happens, you help somebody else. He didn't say, I'm going to send food along to you now. But he said, I want you to get back to work. That is your son, and I want you to pick him up. Hallelujah. And said to lift up the lad and hold him in your hand. Hallelujah. And I'm going to make him a great nation. Hallelujah. I'm going to use that boy. I've got a life for him. I got a ministry for him. His life is not over. And I'm going to use you to help him. God raises people up to help others. Amen. God raises you up to help others. In your life, how many people have helped you to get where you're at tonight? Hallelujah. How many people, amen, taught you spiritual things and led you in the ways of the Lord? How many people taught you how to read and write in school? How many people, amen, neighbors that helped you? And how many lives has touched your life, amen, to make you the person you are right now? Hallelujah. And in turn, we need to help one another. Glory to God. Amen. And I'll tell you what. It says here, and I will make him a great nation. And here we are. And it said, and God opened her eyes. There is my title. Open my eyes. God opened her eyes. Up to this point, her eyes were not opened. Amen. That's spiritually we're talking. Not physically. Amen. Because she could see when she turned around her son. She could see, amen, the sun's going down tonight. She could see all these different kinds of things. But he said to her, hallelujah, God opened her eyes. Hallelujah. And she saw a well of water. Hallelujah. We need to be still and know that God is God. Hallelujah. We need to stand still. We need to hold steady. Hallelujah. Instead of just going wild or out of our mind, I mean, we need to just be still and know that He is God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God opened her eyes. And in the midst of whatever happens, hallelujah, the Lord is a waymaker. God is a provider. Amen. God is a God, amen, that can bring you out. God is a God that can make a way where there is no way. God is a God, amen, that can send rain. Hallelujah. He opened her eyes for a reason and a purpose. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord comes, amen, and begins to minister to you, and you begin to feel His presence in a service or in your bedroom when you're praying, hallelujah, amen, there's something He wants to show you. There's something He wants to do for you. Hallelujah. And you'll know He's there because His presence has came, hallelujah, there before you. We need to wait upon the Lord until we hear from Him. Amen. We need to wait upon Him until we're filled up with the Spirit of God again. Hallelujah. We need, amen, to lay ourselves before the Lord and call upon Him. Hallelujah. And when He opens our eyes up, then we're beginning to see that it's not the end right now. Amen. We haven't come to the end. It's not over. It doesn't mean we're going to be in prison spiritually the rest of our life. It doesn't mean that the Lord has left us forever and ever. It doesn't mean that this thing's so hard, amen, it'll never stop raining in our life, amen, of problems and situations. Hallelujah, amen. And when she had to do some things, she had to rise up. Amen. She had to say, okay, my son is my responsibility, and I'm going to take a hold of my responsibility. A lot of times in our hour and generation, we'll run from things instead of staying right there and fighting the fight. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. There's a lot of people, they don't even want promotions in the places where they work, where they can make more money. I heard one man say to me one time, he said they wanted me to take another position. I'd take box boxes off at the end of the machine, and they said he wouldn't put me up there to run the machine, and I'll make almost double money. But they said, I don't want the responsibility. I've turned it down. I'll just live on whatever comes in and folding up the boxes and setting them aside. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, amen, maybe you're in here and say, I got enough of the Lord in my life, and I've known the Lord long enough, and I'm just going to sit idly by. I'm going to let my engine just idle until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. You can get a brand new car and let the engine idle. Amen. And eventually that engine will blow up and be of no good to you. Hallelujah. And we're not idle Christians. Amen. We need, amen, to have our foot on the pedal. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to be pressing it down. Glory to God, and working our way up over a mountain. Truck drivers that climb big, huge mountains, they've got to shift those trucks down into this gear and that gear and another gear and another gear. And sometimes they're only going about 3 miles an hour, going up one of those great big mountains and wherever they are at. But they got to keep it going. Amen. And they got to get fuel. They got to get fuel in there. Don't even get 5 miles to a gallon of it. And they've got to get that thing filled up. Hallelujah. And they've got to be ready and put her over the mountain. When we're in the middle of things and things are running and things are happening in our life, we need to spend more time than usual in the presence of God and in the sight of God. Hallelujah. That God, amen, can work and move. So she had to go to work. Amen. She hadn't anything yet to drink or eat or anything else. Her son was maybe still crying, but now the Lord said, you're responsible. You need to live with those responsibilities. Hallelujah. Amen. You just don't get angry when something goes wrong and leave. Probably this is why there's so many breakups in homes today. This don't work and that don't work, and I'm just going to pack up and leave. Hallelujah. But God's going to honor those that stay. Amen. And fight the battle and hold in there steady. Hallelujah. God's going to do that. Amen. We just get the victory in church. And the only time we go to church is when trouble comes. Amen. When some come into the house of God, you wonder, amen, I wonder what trouble they're in now. Hallelujah. They come just when they have trouble and everything goes good and they're not there anymore. I remember a pastor telling about there was somebody every so often they would come. They'd be in trouble and no food for the family. Instead, we'd just take and people would go home and they'd bring in food and we'd fill up a couple big baskets and give it to them and they'd go out and they'd say thank you and they went their way. And then we wouldn't see them for months and months and months and months and months. And then, amen, pretty soon they'd drop into church. They'd have the same problem. And they were out of work now and no money. And so can the church help them now? Hallelujah. And all of a sudden they said, bring in groceries. And God spoke to the pastor and he said, don't give them those groceries. Amen. The only time they come to church is when they got trouble and they need some money or they need, amen, some groceries, and they're coming only for that. Whenever, amen, you don't see them for months and months, and maybe sometimes it's a couple years because they got work and money's rolling in and they don't need God. Hallelujah. And so they said, no, we're not going to give you anything. Hallelujah. And amen, that caused them to be jarred. Hallelujah. And I never heard the report if they begin to really serve God and go with God. You just don't go to church when you got a problem. You just don't go when you all got the victory. Oh, I don't like the way the preacher preached. I'll tell you, when Jesus, he was in that meeting and that woman came in and wanted her daughter to get healed, and he said, and the disciples were all worked up. She's come in here and she's not even a church member. She's not even, amen, she's not even a Jewish lady, and she's come in here and she wants to see you, and we won't let her in because she is not one of the church. Hallelujah. When somebody comes into the house of God and a stranger in there, hallelujah, say, I'm not going back. The preacher and his wife talked to them so long and shook their hand and they hardly shook mine, and I'm shaking so much I'm not even going back to church. I'll tell you, amen, when somebody's in need and got a problem, hallelujah, we can reach out to them. But hallelujah, we as the children of God, not just when we're in trouble, but we need to get out, amen, and serve God. All right, as we're going to wind this up here in a moment or two, or amen, a few minutes or whatever here. But amen, what I want you to really see, and I preached all of that, brought you right to this, for a reason and a purpose. He opened her eyes and she saw the well of water, and now she had to do something else. She had to fill the bottle with water. In other words, God helped us, and there's something good for us, and I see the water out there, but she had to go fill it. Well, if God's God, why didn't He just fill the bottle for her? She had to reach out. Amen. When the power of God comes down in the service, some people don't get anything because they didn't reach out. They didn't reach out. Looked at their watch. We've got to get out of here. Got to leave. He preached too long. Come on. But when the Spirit moves, you've got to reach out. Hallelujah. When He begins to move and work, you've got to reach out. Hallelujah. Look at that again. She had to do a whole lot of things, and she didn't have any water yet. Amen. She didn't have any. And He's saying this here. He opened her eyes. She saw the well. She went and filled the bottle with water. Hallelujah. And when she got it filled up with water, she still wasn't done. The rest of the Scripture says, and she had to take the lad. She already had him up in her arms and gave the lad drink. Hallelujah. Amen. And why am I preaching? Where, like this? Where are we at? Hallelujah. Hold still. Hallelujah. Till you see that bottle of water. Amen. In other words, in the middle of her disastrous hour she was in, there was something there where God was going to move and going to work. When you go through some kind of a situation in your life, know this, God, if you hold steady, God will work. Amen. God will move. God will. He's a changer. He can change the situation and let the sun shine. Hallelujah. When there's piles and piles, amen, of fog, amen, all kinds of, amen, of things in the road. God, amen, can move and work through it all, and He can bring you out. Hallelujah. And God was with the lad, and he grew. God was with him. So we're learning a lot of things here tonight. Amen. You have to hold steady wherever you're at. Amen. To leave the situation. I've heard people say, I'm moving to California, just getting away from all everything where I'm at, and it'll be different there. There's one thing that you took with you, amen, it'll be the same, and that's yourself. Amen. Your feet took you to California, and you can't get away from yourself. There's still people, I think, that they go over into some other countries of the world, and they don't even know where they're at, because they just got to get away from everything that's here and all the trouble that they are in, and it'll be different then. Yes, amen, there'll be different buildings and different cities and so on, but amen, still what's inside of you will be in there. Hallelujah. So you got to deal with yourself. You got to deal down in your heart. Hallelujah. God knows my need. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God knows your need, but you've got to deal with things. Hallelujah. She had to pick up where she left off. She had to go get that child and pick him up. Hallelujah. And the Lord moved because of the child. Hallelujah. He didn't move because of her, but yet finally she got some water and she lived on as well. Hallelujah. Because she got in there and did what she could to do it right. She was thirsty and hungry and weary and sad and didn't know which way to turn. And she was in the jungles and in the wilderness of Beersheba, and she was really in trouble there. Yes, she was. But yet, amen, we find, hallelujah, because she kept herself busy and kept right on going. Say, I don't like the way it's going in the church. I just quit. I don't like the way it's going here. I just quit. I don't like the way it's going at work. I just quit. I'll tell you, amen, God puts us in certain places because He wants to teach us certain things. Hallelujah. And it happens in our life, in every one of our lives. You're in the place you're in because God is working and teaching you something in that place, from the youngest to the oldest that's in here today. Hallelujah. God is working in your life. What are you going to do now? Amen. Whoever's going through the hardest thing in here, I don't know who it would be. Could be you. Hallelujah. But what are you going to do? You need to maintain your ways before God. We could get into Job and go a long time. What did Job do? He lost everything he had. He lost his business. All the people that worked with him was killed, all but the one that came back. I mean, he lost all the supplies of everything. The storm that came down and hit, he lost every one of his children. And then after that, the pressure he was under. He had boils from top of his head to the soles of his feet. I mean, he was hurting. And I'm not condemning his wife. She was in the middle of this. So when I say it, I'm not condemning her. But she said finally, even instead of holding with him, hallelujah, it could have been different if she would have held with him. But she said, why don't you curse God and die? Lost everything. We lost our friends, and all his friends, three came to visit him. And it said 3 days he couldn't even talk because he was in such terrible pain. And when they did, they said, you surely sinned against God with a terrible thing for this to happen. We could go on with that. Hallelujah. But what I want to say is, he maintained his ways before God. Hallelujah. He maintained them. He still kept loving God and serving God and following God and praying to him. Hallelujah. He held steady. And God brought him out in the last chapter. It says he gave him twice as much as he had before. And I believe, amen, his testimony was twice as strong as it was before, because he lived for God and he held his peace. Hallelujah. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness. Amen. And we'll just stop right there. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to zero in on the water. Amen. That when we don't know what we can do, and we turn that water into the presence of God or the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We need to wait on the Lord. And when we see, amen, God moving and working, or we begin to sense the presence of God in our life, amen, we need to stop. Amen. And let the Lord fill up, amen, our soul and our spirit, that we'll be able to continue on. And that doesn't mean all of our troubles disappear and vanish. No. Amen. They may still be there, but God will help us to get the other side of the river. He'll help us get out of the sinking sand. He'll help us to get over the top of the mountain. When you get up there so high, it's even hard to breathe. There's not much air. But he'll help you, amen, to climb that mountain. Hallelujah. Shall we stand? Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, that you make yourself known and real, just like you did for Hagar. O God, in the middle of it all, somebody was touching you. It was that young boy. Sometimes, O God, the children will reach out. When we go through things as parents, they'll reach out to you, God. Hallelujah. And it'll cause you to begin to move. And Lord, forgive us and help us that, Lord, we don't just sit by the wayside, but we get in there and fight the good fight of faith. We get in there and hold on to you, my God, that you might, hallelujah, move and work in our life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, have your way. Minister to us, hallelujah, here tonight. Glory to God. And my altar call I want to make tonight, amen, are some of you, hallelujah, that really need a drink of the presence of God in your life. Hallelujah. You've been fighting, amen, and fighting, and you've been growing weary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants to touch you tonight in your soul and in your spirit. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Amen. And why don't we just all move right out to this altar here tonight? Hallelujah. And you that, amen, move a little extra closer if they're kneeling at the altar. But get my attention. Amen. That it just seems that, you're thirsty and you just don't know what to do, and you don't know which way to turn. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me pray with you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to reach out to God. We all need to see that water, and we need to get a drink. Hallelujah. We need to come, and we need to get a drink. We need to reach out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Just begin to reach out to God. Don't even, amen, look around about you, who's beside you. You reach out to the Lord. Fill my cup. Hallelujah. I'm giving it to you, God. Fill it up. Hallelujah. My God, and touch this thirsty soul. My God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Devil, I bind you and rebuke you, that each one will be able to reach out. Hallelujah. My God, and get living water. Glory to God from you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. That's going to strengthen them to continue on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let the rain of heaven fall upon my thirsty soul. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come. Thirsty soul, let the rain of heaven fall. restore. Let the rain of heaven fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Let the rain of heaven fall on me. Upon my thirsty soul, and let the rain of heaven fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Let the rain of heaven fall down on me. Thirsty soul, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Oh, fall upon my thirsty soul. Let the rain of heaven fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Thirsty soul, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall upon my thirsty soul. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Oh, let the rain of heaven upon my thirsty soul. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Upon me, and let the rain of heaven fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall on me. Oh, let the rain of heaven fall upon my thirsty soul. Let the rain of heaven fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and
hallelujah,
take control. Let the rain of
hallelujah
heaven fall on me.
Amen. Everybody take the hand of somebody else and just pray for them. Amen. Get a hand right near you, and you pray for that individual. Amen. Whoever they are, just pray for one another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're in here, you need to know the Lord is your Savior. Amen. When they're praying with you, you tell them, I need to know Jesus as my Savior. And you're just praying together, one with the other right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, bring us to the place, oh God. Hallelujah, that we can see. Hallelujah, my God, the river of God flowing. And we can get in there and get our vessel filled up, God. Hallelujah, my God, we just agree together. Hallelujah, one with another tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord, wherever we're at, back of the tabernacle in the front, we agree together. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. My God, rebuke Satan. Hallelujah, that's fighting. Many right in here right now, we bind the powers of Satan and break his power. Hallelujah, we're breaking through into the presence of the living God of heaven. Hallelujah, tonight. Glory to God.